This is Scouter Steve, host of Reverent Scout Radio at reverentscout.com, and this is your Reverent Scout update for February 17th, 2010, Ash Wednesday. As I promised in yesterday's update, first day out of 40, I'm actually making an update again on the first day of Lent. It was a little misleading in my title yesterday. I entitled it Mardi Gras, and most people, when they think of Mardi Gras, automatically think about the celebrations and the parades and beads and all the activities that go on with that. And I really didn't focus on that very much. I was just kind of marking the day in the liturgical calendar, the season. I apologize for if that was misleading. I wasn't really going to talk about any of the celebration or anything like that. But that was just my way of kicking off my Lenten campaign and trying to keep Reverent Scout Radio active. And if I can do it for 40 days, I think then I'll get in the habit and I'll get a lot of experience from doing it. So I'm trying to make that happen. So nonetheless, carrying on, today is the first day of Lent and the first of my 40 days that I'll be doing something on Reverent Scout. Today is Ash Wednesday, and that's marked by, for Catholics especially, and some Protestants as well, will go to church and be marked with ashes in the sign of the cross on their forehead. And it's a sacramental sign of repentance. And the ashes are actually made from the burned palms from the previous year, Palm Sunday. So I will be heading to Mass later this evening when my family gets home and taking part in that. This is also the opportunity for us to take stock of what we intend to do for the season of Lent, when we should be repenting and engaging in almsgiving and giving something up or doing something special to get ourselves right in preparation for Easter. So, and today on the Catholic calendar, we're expected adults to fast all day long, with the exception of one full meal. And also everybody of the age 14 or older is expected to abstain from meat. So, so far so good. I'm looking forward to going to Mass and receiving Eucharist and receiving the ashes. And then when we all get home, we're going to have ourselves a meat-free meal, which is kind of something to look forward to. We look forward to, especially when you consider that it's looking forward to Easter. So that's what Scouter Steve and his family is doing today. And as these 40 days go on, I will focus more on Scout stuff. I've actually got a lot of catching up to do with you guys on Scout and Reverence things that I've done since my last episode in December. So I'll be using this opportunity to just get back up to speed with everything in Reverent Scout Radio, and I'm looking forward to sharing all that with you. Still hoping for your continued prayers to help me through this, the challenge of trying to do 40 days, and also all my other almsgiving, repentance, and fasting type things that I'll be doing this season. So you're in my prayers, and until next time, may the great master of all scouts be with us till we meet again. God bless you.